As easy as the touch of a button. The Message of Life on 657 AM.
The time is 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. You're listening to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. On the 30th of August at Pumalani Lodge, Kameeldrift, near Pretoria, there is going to be a night of worship featuring Tapes David and Tokozo Mbambo and Once More Six, which is why I've got Tapes this time of the morning, so awake and so happy. In studio, hello Tapes, how are you doing?
Janine, I am good, I am well, and how about you?
Well, I haven't been awake since 3 o'clock this morning, so I'm thinking I've got one up on you. I've got 1 hour extra of sleep, my goodness.
You feel very, very strong early in the morning. You feel like I've got the world in my hands because I'm really ahead of things.
You see, I keep hearing people say they got to work them between 2 and 3 in the morning. So yeah. To me, that's a thing. Or, you know, that I don't think God, he never does that to me. Never. Because I don't think I'm awake. Nothing functions
around that time.
I'm just not there. So he doesn't even try it. So why were you awake that time of the morning?
Of course, a great friend of mine, a bishop in New York, accidentally calls me without checking his time. And he says, I just want to check my friend. How are you doing? I say, sir, it is 3 o'clock in the morning. Only now he says, oh, I forgot. But let's just take time and pray together because now that we're awake.
And you say, hallelujah. Totally.
I said, Oh, great. And we just had a great fellowship early in the morning. I must say, I enjoyed it. After that, it felt so good, you know. Because sometimes there are things that you don't do and you feel like you're missing out. And because you never experienced them. But until you experience, like, this is not so bad. I can do this. It's actually good. It makes you feel right.
Okay, so are you an early morning person?
What's your normal? My normal is 5 o'clock, late, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock
That's
is my right
early.
Time.
Early.
Yeah, 6 o'clock is the right time to get up and do the rest of the work. But so 3 o'clock was like, okay.
But are you always this positive and bubbly? Is this who you are?
I love it. I've ignited this habit way back to say, we live once. We got to enjoy what God has given us. We got to appreciate what God has given us. There's no need for us to waste a time or a minute or a second without being happy and appreciate God for who you are, what he has done for you, and the fact that you're alive. You can still smile. I mean, last time we're doing a drive raising funds for kids because of the facial, dysfunction,
they
could not smile.
The smile foundation.
That's right. Yeah. And I said to myself, if we do have to raise money just for a smile, what more of some of us that have this automatically, can we not use that very well and ignite somebody else's life and just say, good morning, early in the morning. The Lord is good and he's worthy to be praised.
But you are very privileged. I'm sorry to say. If you can sing well in Africa, by the way, because we are a singing nation. We love singing. We love the sound of melody and moving your body and all of that kind of thing. So is this something that's come with you from the beginning? Is this in your family or what?
That's in the family, and grew up watching my mother, my siblings, or my aunts. They've just been singing day in, day night, and I loved it. And went to Sunday school, and you know, by then they were forced to go to Sunday school. Did not understand this thing. They said, you got to go there. Until the love started growing. That's what I've learned. Teach them young, it'll grow with them.
Yes.
Because I didn't understand by then. But as it caught me, I started realizing the importance of doing that over and over. And that love caught up with me. And all I wanted was to do music. And all I wanted to hear was music. And I didn't realize that music is that powerful, that it has no barrier. In other words, whether you want to listen or not listen, music will penetrate through.
It does. It does. It's like the word. It's separate. It goes through marrow and
bone. That's
right.
That's right. So it was that privilege of that beginning. But I had that drive. And I said, I want to pursue this. And of course, along the line, your parents want you to go study some other things. And you went ahead and studied some other things.
What did you study?
I did marketing. I just wanted to sell.
That's a perfect thing to study if you want to go into music.
But I didn't realize they could be connected. It's amazing. I didn't realize they could be connected in totality. Because I saw myself working for a company, going from one level to another. But I finally did. I went and worked for a retail company, and we started doing all of that. It was all good. We're selling clothes. And I went up ladder, and the Lord has been so gracious and good to me. But however, the passion, the love never stopped. It continued to bother me to say, you got to be doing this. You got to be doing this. So, right, and I remember, you know what's very, very interesting? I remember I had a privilege. So one of the stores that I was running was right here at Eastland, right here at Eastland Pretoria. I had the privilege of being an area manager for about 10 stores. One of them was here, one of them was in Central Town and different places. And then every time I come to Eastland store, 1 o'clock, I needed to run. Why? Because 2 o'clock, I need to be on stage. So it was, I was caught up in that whole thing. But I think what sealed the whole thing is when we had a privilege of going overseas in 1999. For the first time, the pastor saw me ministering and says, I want to invite you. And I got to the States in Atlanta. I only had 2 weeks leave. And when I'm in the States, and another invite came through that I needed to extend, now I had to call back home my boss and say, listen, may I extend by 1 week?
And he says?
He says, uncomfortably, but okay, yes. And when I got back home, I said to you, let me tell you, I love this. I was very honest with them, and they started helping me, and they started giving me favor. They said, you know, then Saturdays when you've got performances and stuff, let us know. We will not schedule you. Do other things. Just work extra time.
Okay, that's favor. That's favor.
That's not normal. No, because when my workplace would start at 8 and finish at 5, I started to say to them, I want to be there at 6:30. So every day, Monday to Friday, I'm at work 6:30 to cover up in case I have to be away on a Saturday.
Sure.
And by that kind of sacrifice, cost them favor.
Yeah.
And other doors started opening more and more until I recorded my first album. And the Lord has just been with me from step to step. And I look now, I'm like, it's been 31 years to be precise, to be professional in the music industry. And with 11 albums, with 23 artists recorded and produced, and with 14 awards, both locally and internationally. And I just looked around and say, it's only God who can do. Only God will enable you to do extraordinary. And all these things for me were just to say, encourage somebody that it is doable. It doesn't matter where you're coming from. This thing can be done.
Okay, but wait, there was a principle that you just mentioned.
Right.
You were faithful in what the Lord had given you. I mean, it doesn't sound very spiritual and ministry-ish to have a job, you know, to be in corporate and function and sell stuff and whatever. That doesn't sound very spiritual and all. But you didn't steal time to do this thing.
No.
You worked in extra time. So nobody felt done in by this Christian with his ministry.
Not at all.
That God honored your faithfulness, your hard work.
Yes, sir.
And your submitting, even though it's a secular authority over you.
Yes, ma'am.
That thing is important because sometimes we get so spiritual, hands in the air, hallelujah, hallelujah. But in the meantime, we're not being faithful. And the world looks at us Christians and they think, ha, you see.
You see, that's why. And we've got to be examples in the world. Mm-hmm. And we've got to learn to honor people, honor organizations and honor departmentals, even if they are non-Christian. The main reason is because through our works, they now know. Now they started asking questions, who is this one? Mm-hmm. Why are you different from us? Why do you have to come so early? And I realized that the company owed me so many, many hours. So I put in extra hours that I never even wanted to claim. And out of that, they will just turn around and say, what do you want to do? Wait, don't you want to just take a week away? I never even apply for it. They'll give me extra time. So it's important to show a light even everywhere you go. It goes a long way. We are the examples of this world.
Yeah, we have to be. The other thing is, you grew up in church, you've got the family, and you sing in church and all of that stuff. But at some stage, you got to realize that this stuff is real, especially in the world that we live in now, where we've got access to all of this information everywhere. When did it become real to you? Because as it's 30 years later, you're still singing about that Jesus. When were you convinced?
I think because of great upbringing, hence I always say to parents, plant real seeds that will germinate and grow bigger. So it is key that you continually run the race with your little ones. So I think it caught me up early. And as I started running the race within my journey, I realized God has been just navigating me through things. And that thing kept growing. And I'll say it was not just a once-off event that came, but it's been a journey that it's been growing in me to say, keep growing this thing. Keep telling people about Jesus. And then I started falling in love with seeing people converted to Christ. And then it came to me to say, I need to, as an artist, can I do something different? Can I put up a crusade? Can I go and rent a tent or a marquee and invite the non-believers to say, come, let's tell people about Jesus? It was exactly those little things that really helped me to know and love this more. When I saw, I think the one we did in here around Lindo Park, 1,700 people got saved. For me, it was like one of the biggest things. And I knew from that day onwards, this is my journey. Sing about Christ, preach about Christ, tell them, even if they don't believe it. Just keep telling them about this good God. I loved it.
I love the layers of truth. It's like building bricks until there's a wall of truth. Nobody can do anything about it. It's there and it's stable in your life. Was it never tested? Was there never something that happened?
Many a times it gets tested. There are always times where it gets tested because in my music career, if you drop in that area, there's a time where I felt like I'm not moving. I'm not doing too right, too well. And guess what? The enemy will use the people around you. And I remember very, very well something that really, really pained me so deeply. It took me a while to come out of that. One time I went to minister at a church, and in that particular church, when I finished, one pastor came to me and said to me, you don't have to be doing this singing thing. I think it's not yours. You are not gifted in this area. You could be doing other things. I walked there. I wept. I went home, I said to my wife, I'm bruised, I'm wounded, I'm out. And the next day I needed to go and minister elsewhere. I had to call the person, and I said, I'm out, I'm finished, I can't do this. And it took me a while to find myself, but I kept praying. But I remember David. I remember David, that David encouraged himself. Because every time I've been waiting for somebody to come to me and say, you can do it, get up and do it. But something said to me, you can do it. Get up and do it. And guess what? The moment I got up, I started running. I remember in that particular year, I received more than 11 invitations to minister overseas. Never mind local. Like I went back and forth overseas more than 8 times. And tickets fully paid, hotels fully paid, everything done. Remember, this is the man who's been told you cannot do it. Stop doing because you are not gifted. You don't have it. But here's when me this morning saying to you, God says you have it. Never allow any other influence from any other person to discourage what you have. Get up and do just exactly what God says you can. And you'll be amazed. You will be amazed how God will enable you to do. And today I look around, I met one young guy, a young American guy, not so long, here in South Africa. He says, thank God for your life. You came to my church. I was a 16-year-old boy at that time. You actually sang and preached on that particular day. He says, I got saved and I took the call. Today I'm a pastor and I'm here in Africa to do the work. And you look and say, if I had listened to the man, who said, don't do it? Somebody's soul couldn't have been saved. So go out there, make a difference in the lives of other people.
I'm hoping you're listening to this and you're saying to yourself, I will never be the person who discourages anyone. I will always be the person that God uses to lift someone up and convinces them that they're good enough. Let's talk about this night of worship of yours. You've done thousands of these. Thousands of these.
Yes, so but this one.
Yes.
But this one, I'm more than excited.
Why, sir?
I think one of the main reasons is that by God's grace, I'd given a bit of break because I was traveling a lot, not doing much in the country. And then somehow this year, God pressed, the Lord really pressed in my heart to say, do something different. This time, it's not about a show. It's not about a performance. It's about the people bringing their hearts to God. Can we help each other to connect directly to God? Can we give a time to God where we don't praise a human being, where we don't celebrate a human being, we were talking earlier on, where we don't celebrate artists? This time we want to celebrate God himself. And we are inviting everybody at Pumaladi Lodge. It's going to be happening on the 30th of August next month. It's going to be happening starting at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And I do encourage people to come early because it's a beautiful place called Pumaladi Lodge. Find it. Google. You will see. You need to take pictures. You need to have a wonderful time even before the event starts. And because 5 o'clock on the dot, we are raising the burner. We want to ensure that as you walk in there, the area is charged up. The place is ready to receive you. And you just join in and lift up your hands to Christ, God Almighty. Not only will we do that, we will be getting help from the guys, the likes of Once More Six, who I believe God has lifted. God has helped them so much. Once More Six will be one of the guys. Ntokozo Mbambo, great, great, great worshiper. And when I looked at it, God said, gather the true worshippers. Gather the few. And I kept saying, Lord, I'm used to have a whole bill, like 10 artists coming together. But this time God said, gather the few with the same heart and together lift up my name. And that's what we're exactly going to do on that day. So we're inviting everybody, 30th of August, Pumalani Lodge, Kamiel Drift, right here in Pretoria. Starting at 5 o'clock and be there 3 o'clock just to enjoy and celebrate the goodness of the Lord. So the Lord is going to bless you mightily. Of course, we are available and tickets are available at Buet Tickets. They start from 250 rand all the way up to 500 rand with the VIPs. Grab your tickets, not tomorrow, but right now, early in the morning.
So you've got this country listening. 400,000 people.
Wow.
Saying, okay, you've learned lessons in life.
Yes.
If you had to impart the one thing you think will help if people heard it, the thing that helped you most in life, what's this thing you'd say to South Africa?
I will definitely, definitely say in everything you do, let God be God. Because once you do that, you have allowed, you have given God the permission to be God in your life in whatever you are doing. In other words, you've given him something to use. I always say, go to God with something else. You can't just go with nothing. Go with something that he will properly use. So whatever you do, allow God to be God. So he will enlarge the so-called little thing that you believe is little. He will enable that little thing to be big. Remember the woman with the jar of oil? He said, I only have the little oil. And that little became much. So the little that you think, remember I was saying earlier on, they were saying you are little talented. You have little, but the little became bigger. But bring it to the Lord. In God's hands, it's something way bigger. So my advice to you is that whatever you do, give it to God. You will be amazed as to how and what God is going to do. This God that we have, this God that is capable of doing, he can always enable you to do much more. That's why we want to encourage you to join us at a now night of worship, Pumalani Lodge, on the 30th of August, this month.